two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Woods Cross police have just filed charges against a man accused of hiding a camera in the bathroom of a kid's gym.
Police say the camera found in a unisex bathroom at the Woods Cross USA Gymnastics World had been running since October, but it was just discovered and reported by an adult employee just a few weeks ago.
He discovered a device that looked like a block for a cell phone.
Officer Brianna Hill with the Woods Cross Police Department says the camera captured more than 70 people. Many of them were children.
These individuals were using the restroom at the gymnastics gym. Through review of the footage, investigators were able to identify all the victims.
Police are now asking that the victims wait to be contacted by an investigator. A coach and facility owner, Adam Richard Jacobs, has been charged with multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and voyeurism. Police don't believe any other employees were involved. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
And we're hearing for the first time from a mom of one of the boys who's been told he was on camera.
It's been a punch to the gut, for sure.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live with this exclusive story. Lindsay?
Yeah, Jeff. Sarah Bowman's son is 14.
It's been a punch to the gut, for sure.
And excuse me, that's the wrong clip there.
One minute I'm angry, and one minute I'm bawling my eyes out.
Her son spent the last 9 years with Adam Jacobs as his coach.
I mean, it's similar to a death. He was, you know, in his life for so long, and
Bowman says that Jacobs was a co-owner of the gym with another man. He coached 10 to 15 boys, all teenagers. She says she had to have a tough conversation with her son.
Has he made you feel uncomfortable in any way? Have you seen anything? And all of it was no, no, no. I cannot believe this is happening.
Bowman also insists the co-owner had no idea. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay. KSL News Time 5:02. Lori Vallow Daybell has a new home with just days till the start of her trial. She's been moved from the county jail in Rexburg to the big city. She's now being held at the jail in Boise. That's where she'll stand trial for the murders of her two children and her husband's ex-wife. Lori's trial begins April 3rd. It could last as long as 10 weeks. Salt Lake City police say they've seen an increase in fake prescription pills that contain fentanyl. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell with details.
Around 9:45 p.m., Salt Lake City police officers pulled over 48-year-old Fedelini Sacona in the vicinity of 900 West and Indiana Avenue. They searched his car after smelling marijuana and found 300 fake prescription pills that contain fentanyl. The pills are called M30s, and officers say this recent bust brings the total number of pills taken off the streets in the last month to almost 1,000.
The man was charged with multiple felonies, including possession of controlled substances. We have an update on an Orem house fire. Daniel Johnson was arrested and accused of starting the fire. His family says 2 days beforehand, they sent letters to a judge that Johnson might hurt himself and cause, quote, unintentional but real danger to others. Police say two people were home when that fire started. The garage was destroyed and most of the roof was burnt. A 22-year-old Wyoming woman is under arrest, accused of attempting to burn down a Casper abortion clinic.
There's only one abortion clinic in Wyoming, and it's in Casper, called Wellspring Health Access Clinic. It's been the site of protests. Last May, police responded to a fire there. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Lorna Green was seen by witnesses breaking a window and removing a gas can from a black trash bag. She allegedly poured gasoline inside and lit it on fire. She was found after the FBI received tips pointing to her. The FBI says she admitted to starting the fire. Nearly a year later, she's been arrested and charged with arson. Alex Stone, EBC News.
U.S. lawmakers aren't buying TikTok's assurances about user privacy. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the House Energy and Commerce Committee today grilling the CEO of TikTok about the company's ties to the Chinese government. Committee Chair Kathy McMorris-Rogers voicing concern that TikTok's parent company could promote Chinese propaganda.
I have zero confidence in your assertion that ByteDance and TikTok are not beholden to the CCP.
While TikTok's CEO admits ByteDance still has some access to U.S. data, he says the platform won't be used to funnel any propaganda.
TikTok will remain a place for free expression and will not be manipulated by any government.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and the White House have largely been in agreement that TikTok should be banned in the U.S. The legal team for President Trump today trying to block one of his lawyers, Evan Corcoran, from testifying before the special counsel investigating his handling of classified materials. American University law professor Kimberly Whaley says the case is more about obstruction of justice than classified documents.
This is not the first time Donald Trump has been accused or there's been evidence supporting the idea that this is a person that doesn't have a problem with trying to get around the law.
Meantime, fake online images are showing up of former President Trump getting tackled by New York City police officers in riot gear. Now, the highly detailed images have flooded both Twitter and other online platforms, but these images are not real. The next chance for former President Trump to be charged with crimes in New York is next week. The grand jury hearing evidence of former President Trump's accounting of a 2016 hush payment to an adult film actress won't meet again until Monday. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:06. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound Bangor jammed up, 7800 south to South Jordan Parkway. Southbound Redwood Road jammed up from Bluffdale to Camp Williams. And then southbound I-15. That storm came through, made a mess of things, and now we have delays from South Salt Lake to Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. There's a rare case of measles being reported in Salt Lake County. First case in Utah in 6 years. The Salt Lake County resident was unvaccinated and traveled outside the country. Health officials say the risk to the public is minimal. The Speaker of the Utah House says lawmakers worked hard to help the homeless this legislative session. Part of that effort, he says, was helping to prevent homelessness through tax cuts.
We could keep all that money that has come to the state and government coffers, but I think a much better use of it is to put it back in the pockets of citizens so they can spend it on things that help them as they battle inflation.
House Speaker Brad Wilson there telling Dave and Dujanovic this morning to help the homeless. Lawmakers also approved several affordable housing measures. Expect snow on the morning commute tomorrow. We are expecting a storm to hit the Wasatch Front by about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
It's going to bring snow throughout the day on Friday. This is a classic winter Utah storm. 3 to 6 inches in the valleys, 6 to 12 inches on the benches, 12 to 24 inches in the northern mountains. It's going to be with us all day Friday and then taper off a little bit into Saturday.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the storm will bring colder weather over the weekend. We'll see highs in the 30s. Lagoon is postponing its planned opening day this Saturday. Adam Leishman with the park says they waited as long as they could to make the decision.
We've been anxiously watching the forecast, and unfortunately with the forecasted inclement weather and the cold temperatures, we felt like it's the best decision for our guests and our employees to postpone the opening until April 1st.
Leishman says the RV park and campground hope to open sometime around mid-April. KSL News Time 5:12. We go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, hundreds of dangerous reptiles have been removed from a house in Pennsylvania after the man who owned the house was found dead. Now, neighbors were upset to learn that roughly 100 venomous snakes, a lizard, and a crocodile were in the house.
It's sad that they lost someone. I feel bad for that part, but at the same point in time, why are y'all living with all them snakes in that little itty-bitty old house in a residential neighborhood?
Four adults lived in the home, including a three-year-old girl. Officials say two men who lived in there ran a reptile business. Now, the coroner is still trying to determine how the one man died. He had a bite mark on the inside of his wrist, but the toxicologist says it wasn't a recent bite. Jeff?
Ouch. It's terrible. KSL News Time 5:13. The NCAA men's basketball tournament heads into the Sweet 16 round starting tonight. Fans of college hoops are making their best guesses about the results.
So you've never heard of Fairleigh Dickinson University? The number one ranked Purdue Boilermakers have after losing to the number 16 FDU Knights. But then Florida Atlantic University took down the Knights to move into this Sweet 16 round. All the upsets have destroyed betting pools and brackets. ESPN says that out of 20 million bracket entries on its site during March Madness, none are perfect. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Scientists think they've uncovered what may have killed one of the world's most famous composers.
It's been almost 200 years since Ludwig von Beethoven died, but we may now know what killed him. Using DNA from his hair, researchers found the chronic drinker had a genetic risk for liver disease. He also had liver-damaging hepatitis B in the last months of his life, which would have been enough to cause liver failure. Beethoven died at 56 years old in 1827. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
over 50 homes in Roy are set to be demolished to widen 5600 South, accommodating the increasing traffic in the area. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, Salt Lake County has reported a case of measles. The person was unvaccinated and traveled outside the country. The risk to the public is said to be minimal. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Wet roads and a slow drive southbound I-15 going through Lehigh. Redwood Road seeing unusually bad delays tonight. Heavy congestion southbound as you're leaving Riverton on the way to Camp Williams. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some scattered showers today, but snow moves in tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
43 degrees. Governor Cox will be joining us shortly. Stay with us now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A showdown on Capitol Hill, the House Energy and Commerce Committee telling the CEO of TikTok to prove it's not a threat to national security.
Lawmakers' concerns center around the potential for American user data to find its way back to the Chinese government. TikTok's leader, Shouzi Chu, is pushing back, saying the company stores the information it collects on U.S. users in the United States on servers operated by American tech firm Oracle.
The bottom line is this. American data stored on American soil by an American company overseen by American personnel.
When pressed, Chu did say some older American data is still stored overseas. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
President Biden marking 13 years since a milestone when he was vice president, the passage of the Affordable Care Act.
It's an extraordinary achievement by President Obama. And while the Affordable Care Act has been called a lot of things, Obamacare is the most fitting description. Obamacare.
Mr. Biden has arrived in Canada for his first official visit there. He'll be in meetings with Prime Minister Trudeau. The Denver School Board held an emergency meeting today with parents demanding answers about yesterday's shooting at a high school, which left two administrators wounded. The suspect had been expelled from another school after he was found with a weapon and was under a safety plan which required him to be searched for weapons every day. Superintendent Alex Marrero.
We are obligated to provide a free and adequate education for all students. So, of course, our doors will continue to be open for all students.
Even if a student has a prior firearms charge.
That is correct, yes.
The suspect, Austin Lyle, was found dead in a remote area, apparently having taken his own life. Stocks closed lower today. The Dow rather higher, but off their session highs. Dow up 75 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. Governor Spencer Cox has been busy today signing the last of the bills passed during the Utah legislative session. Among those are a pair of social media bills. And joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Governor Spencer Cox. So you're suffering from hand cramps, first of all, from all these signatures.
Jeff, I am indeed. We almost ran out of ink, but we were able to get all 575 bills reviewed and signed, a record for the legislature this year.
Including the social media bills. So the first question is, when do these laws take effect? And what's going to happen when you try and sign up for, say, Instagram?
Sure. So there is a delayed effective date. There's still some work that needs to happen on these as they go into effect next year. It will give us an opportunity to go through a rulemaking process where we will be working with these companies. And again, most importantly, our job now is to hold these companies accountable, make sure that they are giving parents more access, limiting access to kids under the age of 16. And this is all based on the data and the research that shows that these apps are causing significant harms to our kids. There will be a rule in place that requires them, again, unless parents give permission otherwise, to shut down at night and to stay shut off at night until the next morning. We know that it's impacting sleep schedules. There are all kinds of tools here that are really going to help parents, and that's what we keep hearing. We hear from parents, hey, we're trying our best, but we need some help, and we need to hold these companies accountable.
Well, you've made your case very clearly why we need these social media laws. This is a question from our legal analyst, Greg Skordas. He asked me to ask you, what has your legal team told you about the likelihood of success if this goes to court, given that there's a First Amendment and the federal laws that absolve internet companies of responsibility for what people post?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that are important there. Most of the legal reasoning that is being used, some cases date back to the late 90s, 1996, 1997, in the early days of the internet, when social media didn't exist. And so we feel actually very confident. There are a lot of legal scholars, national legal scholars, who are weighing into this space and saying that that social media is very different than the case law that decided those cases. Again, this is only impacting minors, and there's case law that minors are treated a little differently when it comes to these types of issues. And so we have no doubt that there are some new legal ground that will have to be plowed to get.
No,
and we're looking forward to the battle. I will also say that the federal government is very interested, and this is a bipartisan issue. I suspect that before our cases get that far, that we will have action. In fact, Representative Chris Stewart from Utah is running a bill now with bipartisan support. The president of the United States has said he supports this as well. So very conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats are on the same page here.
Just in case, are you prepared to endure the expense of a Supreme Court case?
Absolutely. Yep. More than prepared. I can't wait. Looking forward to it. And the legislature has said as much as well. This is too important. I mean, Jeff, I don't know what kind of price we put on the lives of our children as we see depression, anxiety, self-harm, suicide rates skyrocketing. And again, more and more research every month coming out that shows that it's not just correlation. There is a causal tie between these deaths and the addictive qualities. These are designed to use our kids as product. They are taking our kids' data. They're using algorithms that are destroying their psyche and their mental health and killing our kids. And I'm willing to spend whatever it takes to make sure that we protect our children.
Thank you. Let us go off topic for a second. You mentioned at today's press conference that you won't be vetoing any laws, but are there any that you're going to let become law without your signature?
I'm signing all of the bills right now, and we will have them finished and out here shortly. And so the message to legislators is this: we have worked very closely. What I also mentioned was I had 38 bills on my veto list, and 30 of those bills did not pass. So the legislature agreed with me, and 8 of those bills were changed substantially to where I could support them or at least not veto them. So it was a very productive session. Honestly, I've in my now 10 plus years working with the legislature, I've never seen a more collaborative session between the executive and legislative branch.
So while we're here, are you going to declare tomorrow a snow day?
You know what? It seems like every day is a snow day, Jeff. We are going to pass the record tonight. That's the most water ever recorded since 1983. We're going to beat that record tonight and tomorrow.
It's kind of been that way. Thanks so much for joining us. Governor Spencer Cox, live on the Newsline, 522.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.